Peterson worked for the school district from 2002 until October of last year. He resigned his job as maintenance director for the school district after Federal Bureau of Investigation agents searched his home. He was arrested in Juneau shortly after as he tried to leave for Seattle. Peterson was scheduled to go to trial this year on charges of possession and distribution of child pornography. The plea agreement signed by Peterson's attorney and federal prosecutors this month means he will not go to trial. Instead, he plans to enter guilty pleas to the three charges. The case stems from an FBI investigation of a Yahoo email account in eastern Tennessee, identified in court documents only as Tennessee Joe 1. The FBI found Peterson exchanged sexually explicit images and video via email, leading to his questioning and search of his home in Petersburg. There, authorities found 11 CDs, 5 thumb drives, 3 hard drives, and an Apple desktop, all holding images of children. In total, the FBI found over 1,200 images and more than 36 videos depicting prepubescent minors engaged in sexually explicit conduct. In exchange for the guilty pleas, the federal government will not prosecute Peterson further for any known offense stemming from the investigation. Peterson faces a minimum of 5 years in jail for the three counts, or up to 20 years. He could also be fined up to $250,000 for each count and could be under supervision after jail time for 5 years or longer. The Federal Probation Office will prepare a sentencing recommendation for the judge to consider. Peterson has another status hearing in his case scheduled for June 23rd. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.